Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is a message worth repeating. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A message worth repeating. Written by Laura Bailey. Read by Laura Bailey. And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2, 1-2. Can you give the devotion at our meeting on Tuesday night? Our women's small group leader asked. Looking like a deer in headlights, I turned my head from side to side to ensure she was talking to me. Sure, I think I can, I finally managed to stumble out. I'd been in church for almost 30 years, but it was the first time someone had asked me to teach the Bible. I called my mom the next day and confided how nervous I was, scared I'd say the wrong thing and look like a spiritual phony and a colossal fool. I didn't know what to talk about. I'd only recently developed a regular habit of reading my Bible. I surely didn't feel as if I had something to teach. Why don't you tell your conversion story? She gently suggested. My conversion story? What's exciting about that? These women know their Bibles. They would want to hear a message steeped in biblical truth, not a story about a wayward young woman who finally found her way back to God. Surely they had heard similar stories a million times over. Surely they were tired of hearing about someone came to know the Lord. As I prepared my lesson, I felt the familiar tug of the Holy Spirit urging me to give my mother's suggestion a second thought. Paul is my favorite person in the Bible. I love his no-frills writing style and his excitement for theology, and I've often gleaned much encouragement from his conversion on the road to Damascus. Here was a man who was actively persecuting Christians one day and then traveling the world to share the gospel the next day. His testimony is incredible and could only be accredited to the Lord. While my story doesn't involve the active persecution of believers, in my waywardness, I denied Christ daily, criticized believers for following God's commands faithfully, and repeatedly chose worldly things over God. Until one day, God used a conversation with a coworker to transform my life from rebellion to submission within minutes. In 1 Corinthians 2, 1-5, Paul, well established with the Corinthians, reminded them of what it was like when he first arrived in Corinth. He wasn't overly prepared, particularly well-spoken, or charismatic. Regardless, Paul had a message to share and trusted the Lord would work through him, despite his lack of ability. Paul's sole purpose was to proclaim Christ. The gospel message doesn't need to be glammed up. Its speakers don't require years of seminary or public speaking classes, and it's a message that speaks for itself. It is a message worth repeating, not just for salvation, but for the daily renewal of our hearts and minds. So often we focus on the presentation of the scriptures. Are our words convicting? Do people enjoy listening to us? Will people think this is overly self-focused? And rightly so. We need to do our due diligence when teaching the Bible. Careful study and prayer are required to steward God's word. But ultimately, the Lord opens minds and hearts to receive the message. And what better way is there to communicate eternal salvation than our personal testimony and experience? The next time you feel a nudge from the Spirit to share the gospel with a friend or a coworker, or present an opportunity to share a devotion, might I encourage you to share your story? Tell your testimony and explain how they can come to know the Lord. Sharing our testimonies is the simplest way to share the good news. And despite any conflicting feelings or concerns about how it's all been heard before, it's a message worth repeating. Intersecting faith and life. Have you ever been asked to lead a small group, teach Sunday school, or share a devotion, but declined because you didn't know what to share? If you haven't already, write your testimony, incorporating some of your favorite scriptures and verses that share the gospel. Practice in front of a mirror, a spouse, or a trusted friend to build your confidence. For further reading, check out A Story Worth Telling or 7 Practical Ideas for Sharing Your Testimony with Your Grandchildren.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.